Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 8th of May, recording at 8:26 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Touch of vertigo here for stock markets, particularly in Asia, well, also Europe. But the Asian markets, with the exception of China, which opened after a week off, we're down in here today. China saw a fairly good surge overall. Mind you, it is accelerating, but more about that later. The European stock markets were all easier on the day, and the selling pressure picked up steam and then was pared back just a little bit towards the close as Wall Street began to reduce some of its declines. Wall Street had matched Europe on the downside in the beginning, but has really cut that back. Okay, we've still got 35 minutes to go here, but the Dow's only down 10 as I speak, a couple on the NASDAQ and a couple on the S&P, whereas they were all down considerably further early on. Now, government bonds are slightly steadier, as you'd expect against that background, although with Wall Street rallying, I noticed that the 30-year bond has given up some modest gains that it had seen today. In currencies, the U.S. dollars had a rally here today against most of the other currencies, not against the Australian dollar, I notice. Which has firmed up quite a bit. But, for instance, it's better against the euro. The euro's eased down to 135.44, and the greenback's up against the Swiss franc at 121.78. And dollar's down slightly against the yen in here, however. But generally, a little bit steadier. And what else to mention? The precious metals. Now, they were down very slightly at the beginning of the day, and then they drifted lower, and then silver, almost always the most volatile of the precious metals, fell more sharply. Give you an idea of the range on the day. On Monday, silver, the July futures contract, had closed at 1364. Well, today it had seen an early high at 1366 and a half, but then it fell to 1340 and a half. So that was nearly 24 off on the day. But then it recovered the whole thing before drifting slightly again. It's currently down 4.5 cents in here at 1359 and a half. So it's been quite volatile. But interesting, if it closes here, and it inevitably will, we're into after-hours trading, it's left a fair amount of tail on the chart, which is quite favorable. Gold is just over $3 off its low, but down $3.40 on the day. And we'd seen similar action in the other precious metals, with platinum down, but then regaining most of it as well. Although not due to any weakening of the dollar's earlier rally, which wasn't all that strong. So what we're really getting here is just choppy precious metals. And some of the soft commodities are a little easier in here, notably corn, which took a hit yesterday as well. And the industrial metals, bit mixed in here, a little bit easier. Yes, generally a little bit easier. Aluminium seems to be the only exception, and that's only up slightly. Now, I do notice, though, that gasoline in the U.S. is quite strong in here today, up over 7, it looks like, and well, that was on the futures. That was on a futures contract. Spot is only up 1.5. So let me correct that. That spot gasoline up up $1.50. Crude oil up 73%. So that's been soft recently. It's currently trading at 62.20. Okay, what's going on here? Well, I said in my quick review of these markets that we were seeing a little bit of vertigo in some of the stock markets, which have had awfully good gains. They paused briefly a couple of weeks ago, 2 to 3 weeks ago, for some small consolidations. Although not China, it just kept pushing ahead on an almost daily basis. But it's a small consolidations in a number of markets and then pushed steadily higher again. So we do have these short-term overbought conditions in the markets. And I think it would hardly be surprising if we didn't see a little bit more ranging consolidation in here. I notice that there's a lot of nervousness still in some of the market commentary, mainly from the people who've been nervous, it must be said, in the interest of accuracy, who have been on the bearish side of markets for really quite some time. But the trend action is still really quite good. Now, I am concerned about China because although it has been just leading most impressively on the upside, it is accelerating, and that does bring the next medium-term correction closer to hand. A medium-term correction and possibly more. It's also trading at bubble valuations overall. But what we would need to see on China and have not seen is we would need to see not only a downward dynamic. We've seen China's rallies checked with downward dynamics, and that's what I would expect from time to time. But we've had that initial downward dynamic one day and then no follow-through. So it started to recover the next day, and despite those sharp initial falls. So it's when we get a downward dynamic on China and we get follow through over the next couple of days that we will probably be in for a sharper reaction and or at least a somewhat longer pause and consolidation. And if those downward dynamics are sharp and persist for a few days, I think that would unnerve it would further unnerve investors in other markets. But, you know, I don't want to overemphasize the bear side in here. You know all about it. 4 years and counting on the upside, valuations going up in many markets. But there's still great value around in the mining shares, particularly the industrial mining shares. Some of the Asian markets are still on quite reasonable multiples, not as low as they were at the beginning of 2003, but that was an exceptional period, wasn't it? After a long bear market and some ranging support building. So I don't think that we're going to see anything at this stage other than the somewhat bigger reaction that I have talked about from time to time and that we saw at the end of February and early March. Now, if China were to continue to accelerate upwards and if a euphoric environment continues in other markets without being punctuated by these smallish reactions and consolidations, then the environment would become more dangerous overall. So again, it depends how overextended we actually become. Currently, we are somewhat overextended with the exception of China among influential markets, and China is quite overextended overall, but as I keep emphasizing, still leading on the upside. So against this background, and I favor running the trends on the upside, because if one were to say, well, I don't like the valuations at this stage, or I don't like some of the valuations, and I think the market's been going up for too long, as some investors have been saying, and if they say, Well, I don't like the activity in the US and some other parts of the world as well, and get out, they would be missing out on an important part of the exuberance move, which Rod Smith's publication, The Week, talks about in offering some good perspective and suggestions on how to play this environment. I think those of us who pride ourselves on a little bit of timing ability and who are using charts can really run with these trends as long as they're still performing. And as Owen has emphasized so often in the chart sections in those today's interesting chart reviews, look at those reaction lows. And as long as the reaction lows are rising in the overwhelming number of instances, anything that's been performing here, that is the case today, as long as that is maintained, I think one can stay in during what remains a lucrative period. And I would rather do that than come jumping out of the market and see a whole lot more exuberance take place, which is often the case with markets. So in other words, they go from moderate value or moderately attractive value to becoming somewhat overbought, and then they become very often in the better runs, and this is a very good run, they become extremely overbought, extremely overextended. We do get the PE expansion, and then in the bearish phases, they overshoot on the downside. It's the nature of markets. And if markets are going to overshoot on the upside, and some of them have been doing that already, and aren't finished with that process, at least as of today, then I will continue to run with them. Okay. What else to mention here? Also, this is as something I haven't discussed in a while, but you remember this is the third year of the U.S. presidential election cycle, historically the most bullish on average overall. So this good performance is not all that all that surprising, despite 4 years and counting on the go on the upside. And things that would really unsettle this market, well, the oil price has actually eased recently. The government bond yields have been edging up overall, but are not racing higher right now. They're certainly not a front page item. And the dollar has been soft, but it's not in free fall. And a soft dollar is generally quite favorable for the US stock market. It's only when the dollar's decline appears to be really is gathering pace to the point where people are beginning to talk about it as a crisis that stock markets begin to take fright. So that's not happening. So unless China, or until China throws in some whacking great downward dynamic in here, I really don't see a catalyst on the immediate horizon. And if we get a surprise one of those OMG, as in oh my God moments, and we see big downward dynamics, then we'll know what to do and how to interpret it. But meanwhile, we saw a few of the European markets show some moderate downward dynamics, but that was at a time when the Dow was down 70 and it's down less than 10 right now. So it wouldn't be surprised if we see a little steadying subject to what China t tomorrow, subject to what China does. Okay, industrial metals. Still very, very firm overall. They still have the rising lows, so we could say the same as I've said for stock markets. Amazing gains overall, but strongly underpinned by demand coming from a global economy that's synchronized in a period of expansion. And I don't think those moves are over. And the prices that we see today for industrial metals are certainly not reflected in mining shares, although they have been doing exceptionally well recently, and they're back in favor, and I think they will continue to do exceptionally well. And other areas. Dollar, don't think we can see more than a modest technical rally at this stage. And soft commodities, it's all down to the weather, as I've said on so many occasions. Crude oil, very slow, ranging consolidations, mostly consolidations, and then small steps on the upside. I think that type of gradually rising, mostly sideways to gently rising trend will continue. And that's it for today. So all the best to all of you.